This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين. We continue our theme توجيهات أخلاقية من التجارب اليومية. Moral guidance from everyday experiences. Now, as Muslims, alhamdulillah, we pray daily, and often we reflect on the salah and some of the postures of the salah that we perform. And these are things that we observe on a daily basis. We observe it, we do it, and sometimes we are curious as to why we do certain things in the manner in which we do them. Today, we recall an incident that provides some insight into some of the curiosity we may have, and only Allah knows best. Somebody asked Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu Wajha, he said, لِمَاذَا نَسْجُدْ مَرَّتَيْنِ وَلِمَاذَا لَا نَسْجُدْ مَرَّةً وَاحِدَةً كَمَا نَرْكَعْ مَرَّةً وَاحِدَةً. He said, why in the salah when we make a rakat of salah, why do we make ruku one time but make sujood two times? Is there any reason for that? Why don't we make one sujood and one sajda and one ruku? Why don't we make two ruku and two sujood? Why one ruku and two sujood in every raka'ah? And Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu Wajha then responded by saying, من الواضح أن السجود فيه خضوع وخشوع أكثر من الركوع. And he explained in detail, and he said, Sayyidina Ali said, هذا رمز للعبودية لله. Part of the symbolism of the reasons why we do some of these things are in obedience to Allah and in our servitude and in our worship of Allah. And there are possible symbolic meanings behind the ritual movements that we perform, and explain that though our bowing in a ruku is a sign of respect and a sign of veneration of Allah, it is very clear that the sujood, the prostration, there is an expression of humility, of submission, of reverence, more than there is in the ruku'. He went on to explain, moreover, the sujood, a human being moves the most honored, respected, valued part of his body, the most honored, valued, and respected part of the human body, which is the head containing the brain, which is the seat of the aql, as well as the most recognizable part of a person, which is also in the head, which is called the face. And you move that highest part to the ground. So in sujood, you place the highest part of your body, literally and figuratively, and physically and metaphysically, the highest part of your body on the lowest level onto the ground, that very ground on which you walk, and that very ground which is made of dust. Sayyidina Ali then made reference to Surah Taha, a verse in Surah Taha in the Holy Quran, مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. And he explained, when you make the first sajda and you raise your head, it is reflective of the words of the Quranic verse, مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ, that dust on which you made sujood, from dust we come. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ, Allah created us from dust. In other words, we have come from that dust. And then there's a very short jalsa. One of the shortest part of the salah is the portion between the two sujoods. Then you go back into sujood, وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ, and then we're going to return to the dust. Then you put your head down again. And when you come up for the second time from the second sujood, وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى, and from that dust, Allah will bring us back to accountability. So he says, don't forget, when you go back to the dust, it means you are going to die, the inevitability of death, you've come from it. And these are the same verses we read when we throw sand into the grave. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. So the first sajda, you acknowledge the low, your lowly, humble origin from which you have come. You've come from that dust. Then the second one, you return symbolically the reality of death, and that you are ultimately going to be buried in that dust. And when you get up from sujood the second time, it symbolizes you're being brought back to life to give answer for your life in this world, for the deeds that you have done while you were alive. As a concluding point for our observation, we note that janazah salah, there is no adhan, there is no iqama, but there is a salah. When you are born, they give adhan in one ear, iqama in the other ear, but there's no salah. It is symbolic of that space between the two sujoods. That life is so short, is but a fleeting moment. So they give adhan and iqama, and after iqama they start, normally the salah begins immediately after iqama. There's hardly a space between the iqama and the salah, so that's the paucity of life. As the, one of the shortest portions of the salah, minha khalaqnakum, you pause for a moment, wafiha nu'idukum, and then you go back to dust. You see, this is, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us reflect about the reality of life. Sayyidina Ali explained perhaps why we make symbolically Ramzan al-ubudiyyati lillah as a symbolic gesture of our servitude to Allah, but also we are in this world, as we know, as travelers. And the Rasul said, "Ana mithli wa mithlu dunya karaqib istadalla tahta shajaratin thumma raha wa tarakaha." Hadith documented by Imam Tirmidhi. "What have I to do with the world?" the Rasul said. "I am merely like a rider who sat under a tree, of shade of the tree, for a short while, and then I moved on." That's the nature of life. And perchance when we make the sujood, and we make ruku', and we reflect upon this, that we don't know, as the Rasul said, "Idha sallayta fasalli salata muwaddi'." When you do pray, pray as if it's your last prayer. The next prayer may be over your body. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة